Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
A12 is our studio musician. It's playing the background, especially for Jill Schlesinger. How do you like that? It's a pretty talented group we have here.
Indeed. I mean, you're amazing. Tremendous.
You were amazing on the network. I watched you on CBS last week a few times, as a matter of fact, Jill. You were making appearances because this market has gone really good for those of us watching 401ks. Who gets the credit for this thing?
There's one man, and I want you to thank him from the bottom of your heart. Jerome Powell, ladies and gentlemen. You know, the markets are moving higher mostly because the Fed chair has said that the officials at the Federal Reserve now are probably, I'm not going to say 100%, but they are pretty likely. Uh-oh. The girls don't like that.
Uh-oh.
Well,
I bet they think the Fed chairman's going to raise interest rates here, maybe.
Jeez, my God. Who let the dogs out? 2 12-pounders. Someone's at my front door. I don't know what they want. Anyway.
You want to go get it?
Hang on 1 second. Talk for 1 second.
Well, everybody, this is live radio. This is the beauty of this as she runs over to take care of who let the dogs out.
All right, I'm back.
Okay.
That was easy.
Well, that was rude. Boy, you got them to quiet down in a hurry.
Yeah, well, I just shut the door. Might be someone marching into my apartment right now, for all I know, demanding something. But,
well,
gosh. Anyway, let's go back to the Fed. Apologies for everyone listening. Dog owners, you know the feeling. It's just like the kids.
Who let the dogs out?
There you go.
All right. Now, let's get back to the Fed.
Okay.
So, Fed's worried that global growth is slowing down. That's a real worry. And there's a point to that. We know, in fact, China just reported GDP growth, quarterly growth, slowest in 27 years. So there's something going on. There are trade wars. So that's limiting growth. We know that Europe is slowing down, specifically Germany and France. So with all that being said, the Fed's kind of like, you know what? Not so sure why we're keeping rates where they are. Maybe we shouldn't have even done that last rate hike back in December. We'll cut rates. And so they're going to meet in 2 weeks. That's the big deal around the stock market. The reason being that when you look at stocks, you always look at them, you know, yes, I want to make money, but you look at it based on your alternatives, right? Could I buy a stock? Could I buy a bond? Could I sit in cash? And if sitting in cash or being in the bond market isn't getting you very much, you might be more willing to buy a stock. And that's really been the big push higher recently in the stock market.
Should I rebalance my 401k?
You betcha. The thing that's real interesting here is that sometimes we think we're really smart. Oh, I'm so smart. My 401k is up. You're not so smart. We're just, you know, come on. Don't take this moment and gloat. Take this moment and say, what am I doing with it? How can I have this serve me? So for many of us, you know, maybe we're not 100% in the stock market anyway. We've got diversified portfolios, and we want to rebalance our portfolios when things have happened. So let's say that you were 60% stocks, 40% in bonds and cash. Now the market's really high. So maybe now you've shifted. Now it's all of a sudden 70-30. Well, you don't wait around till it goes back to 60-40 because the market goes down. You force yourself to sell some of your stock position and move it into the thing that hasn't done as well. So you're forcing yourself to sell high and buy low. And that's pretty cool because it's hard to do that.
Are you going to take some time and take advantage of Amazon's 5th annual Prime Day?
I would like to fully disclose that the girls and I made some purchases this morning.
You did.
At 5 a.m.
Wow.
At the Amazon Prime Day unveiling. I'm just going to tell you, I'm not proud that I've become so consumptive, but I had a few items in my cart. I was watching, waiting for the price. Some of those things went down. One notably by a 35% discount.
Oh, my.
That's pretty good. Don't buy everything today. Buy what you need And don't, if it's not a prime deal, because a lot of items aren't, you may want to check elsewhere. We used to have a retailer in New York a million years ago. His name was Crazy Eddie. It's a big electronics store.
Yeah, I remember when Dan Aykroyd used to do a bit on that.
That's right. Crazy Eddie. He's insane. That was the 70s. I grew up with that, okay? Mm-hmm. They used to have an event. They would call it Christmas in July. They'd say, it's July. They'd crack an egg in the middle of Broadway and fry it for the commercial. I'm not kidding. It's the middle of July. Temperatures are soaring. You could fry an egg on Broadway. That means it's Christmas in July. And so he would offer these awesome deals. Mm-hmm. Well, I'm going to tell you that Amazon Prime has become Christmas in July because 250 other retailers are unveiling deals today and tomorrow for Amazon Prime. That's pretty amazing.
Amazon Prime is now the new Crazy Eddie, then, is what you're saying.
Their prices are insane. Although poor Crazy Eddie, you know what happened to him?
No, I don't.
Yeah, he ended up in jail. Little tax fraud.
Also, Eddie was really crazy.
Yeah, he was definitely a little crazy.
I read this morning an estimated 12,000 shops could close by the end of 2019. I was hoping that would stop, but it looks like we have that trend continuing, huh?
Yeah, I mean, the state of retail is so crazy because I was just talking to somebody who said that the high end has maintained. So, you know, when you go out shopping for your Chanel bags, Dave, don't worry.
Well,
they're doing fine.
That's good. Once I find out what they are, I can't wait to see what.
Look that up. You'll see, brother. Okay. And the one retailer that kicking booty is Costco. They just do an incredible job, right?
Yeah,
so
they do.
The very high end, the big ones. But you've got to run efficiently. You've got to have a brick and mortar. You've got to have it online. Obviously, the Amazon effect is huge. But more to the point, some of these companies were just not well run. And I think that, you know, when you look around and you hear terrible stories about, you know, gosh, 12,000 stores, it does feel kind of awful.
Mm-hmm.
On the other hand, maybe we don't need that many individual stores, I guess. That's the other piece. And by the way, a lot of these department store chains just bought too much real estate and they got in over their heads.
I remember walking through the streets of New York one summer day and I saw a store with nothing but Big Lebowski stuff.
David Letterman used to do a bit. And he'd go down to the – we actually have a lighting district in New York. And he would go down, and there was a little store called Just Bulbs. And he'd say, could I get a shade? No, you can't get a shade. Can I get a electric socket? No, just bulbs.
Just bulbs. Well, there you go.
Were you worried about me in the blackout?
I was, because I said Broadway was going – everything. And they don't know why, right?
I don't know. But anyway –
Where were you?
I missed it by one block.
Oh, no kidding.
Yeah.
That was a weird deal. Kind of scary, I think, you know?
I guess. I wasn't here.
Well, yeah. Well, then it doesn't matter. You have an awesome week.
Have the best week ever, Dave Lee.
She is Jill Schlesinger. You'll see her on CBS Television. Business analyst here, kind enough to share time Monday mornings with us. We'll check traffic and weather. That's next on This Morning when it's 79 already.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.